Nobody would ever confuse the economy with the boom times. Millions, of course, are still struggling. However, we have seen a better jobs picture and sales have been going up. However, all that doesn't seem to be enough to get your confidence going.
Dimitri speaks with Greg McBride, senior financial analyst at Bankrate.com, about the group's new survey on confidence.
Despite a trend of much better economic news over the past few months, by and large, Americans are not convinced about the staying power of the economic recovery. Only half of Americans think the economic recovery will last throughout 2012, and one in five Americans isn't confident at all that the economic recovery can last throughout this year. And that's the part that's a concern. If those are the consumers that are holding back on spending, well, then that fear of an economic slowdown could become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
But why the negativity? Why are people so unsure?
We see a couple of common themes. People don't feel as if they're making a lot of progress financially, particularly in areas like paying down debt, boosting their savings. A lot of that is just attributable to the fact that people haven't had raises in a couple of years, and yet household costs continue to escalate. Many parts of the country, home values are still in decline. So from a net worth perspective, people feel that they're losing ground. And then when you look at the latest increase in gasoline prices, it's just another thing that puts a further squeeze on the household budget. It's a little bit more money going into the gas tank and a little bit less money left over for everything else.
You touched on this just a second ago, Greg. What could this lack of conviction lead to?
The lack of conviction and the staying power of the economic recovery could become a self-fulfilling prophecy if the very consumers that are uncertain about the economic sustainability are the same consumers that are holding back on spending. After all, our economy is powered 70% by consumer spending, so to the extent that anybody might be holding back, that becomes a headwind toward economic recovery.
Is there any good news in this report?
Well, one bit of good news. In the past few months, we have seen an uptick in job growth. We've seen stronger job growth, and the unemployment rate has come down. Those are both resonating with consumers. For the first time, we are seeing consumers feeling more secure in their jobs now than they were a year ago. And a few months ago, I said the key to turning this around economically is jobs. Well, we're starting to see that job growth. Now the next step is consumers have to see more money in the paycheck. The one-income household becomes a two-income household. The people that have jobs get better jobs or start to see an increase in pay. At that point, people will not only have more money to spend, but be willing to spend it.
That's Greg McBride, senior financial analyst at Bankrate.com.